What was Abraham Lincoln doing with 81 bottles of champagne and 14 pounds of raisins? Thankfully, he didn't consume them all himself, but he was an integral part of the party for which the food and drinks were purchased. We go to that party and learn about Lincoln's failed marriage proposal to boot on this edition of The American Countryside. Dale Timmerman helps share 10 specific stories relating to the life of Abraham Lincoln and his time in the old state capital of Vandalia. One of his favorites is about Lincoln and his political friends called the Long Nine.
Another story is about Cap's General Store, which is where the Long Nine celebrated their victory in moving the capital from Vandalia to Springfield. There's a story about that. We actually have a copy of the bill for this party.
The bill totaled $223. They ordered 81 bottles of champagne, plus 32 pounds of almonds and 14 pounds of raisins.
Probably the most prominent one we have is about Abraham Lincoln's first formal protest against slavery, and that took place here. And it involved an act by the U.S. Congress to limit slavery in the District of Columbia, and the state legislature voted to oppose that move by the U.S. Congress.
Lincoln was one of two dissenting votes. Another story is about Lincoln and marriage.
His neighbor, he thought jokingly, said to him that she would bring her sister Mary back with her when she came back from a visit with them in Kentucky if he would marry her. And Lincoln jokingly said yes, and to his surprise, when she came back, her sister was with her.
Lincoln was in quite a predicament.
He spent about a year trying to gracefully remove himself from that, and eventually decided the only honorable thing to do was actually propose to her. And when he eventually proposed to her, she turned him down.
They are just a few of the 10 storyboards Timmerman helped craft. They tell the story of Lincoln here at the Old Capitol. Traveling the countryside in Vandalia, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.